Hold on, Academy Award winner. What are you doing slumming with Will Ferrell, for God's sake?
So saith Rex Reed.
We gotta do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. DonandMikeWebsite.com, official website of our show. Please be joining Mike at Noakesville Day in Noakesville, Virginia.
Yeah!
Mike is once again judging the Noakesville Idol Contest.
Yeah!
1 o'clock. That's the pleat in your cave, Mike.
That's tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Hey, Don, it's my third year in a row.
Okay, show off. Why not just rub it in my face?
It's great. They have people stand on the concrete in back of the feed store. Or whatever the warehouse is.
Throw it in my face.
Yeah.
That once again, you're going to be judging the Noakesville, Virginia Idol Contest.
Yes, Noakesville Day with balloons for the kids.
The glamour, the glitz and glamour.
It is without question in my radio career. It is
Jerry Gig.
It's a little. You know what it is? It's a slice of Hollywood out here on the East Coast.
Red carpet, searchlight, quite a thrill.
I knew you never slept with Corey Clark. I believed you.
Hello. Thank you, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. I have to tell you that Gene Wilder is just as scary as Johnny Depp. Oh my God! My husband played Willy Wonka for Halloween. He dressed up one year.
Yeah.
I had to watch that movie frame by frame, and let me tell you, Gene Wilder has potential to be a sexual child molester. He's with Charlie's hair. He stares and scoped out those kids up and down.
Yeah. All right, honey. Well,
I tell you, I will see the movie just to see how much Johnny Depp resembles that.
Even when he comes out. When Gene Wilder, it's one of the greatest entrances on film, too. When he walks out with the limp, I love that. And then he does the little flip at the end. It's great.
All right, thank you, honey.
He's freaky.
Thank you. See you later.
Right. No, sir.
Oh, no, where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh,
PA.
Cool.
This is for you.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. We can get a lot more from that movie.
Oh, yeah. We could.
Yeah.
And we could keep talking about Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
But we got all these people.
Yeah.
Right. We're here for Smear Factor. For an HBO trip to Las Vegas. That's not just a regular trip. That's the HBO trip.
Right.
They take care of you.
Yeah.
Except it's a Jeopardy trip. So Jeopardy takes care of you, too.
They're good also. Very good.
You know, as a matter of fact, the HBO trip, if I could be honest with you,
yeah,
it sucks. They put you up at a Roach Motel.
Sure.
No, you go out there on Jeopardy's dime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to get laid.
Sure.
You just call up and you drop the name Trebek.
Anything you want, come.
Don't forget to tune into Jeopardy all this week for the Ultimate Tournament of Champions to see who's going to beat Ken Jennings. And again, I keep hoping that they're actually going to beat him, like cane him.
That's what it is. They actually hit him on the bottom of his feet.
But the people at Jeopardy are giving us this trip to Las Vegas to give away Jeopardy weeknights at 7:30 on ABC7. They treat you like Johnny Gilbert. I mean, they treat
you. This is Johnny Gilbert speaking for Jeopardy.
They treat you so good. And spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Right. Let's bring Beth Ann back in and find out exactly what we're putting. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it for Helen McBride and see exactly what we've got. Here she comes now. Everybody, here she is, Bridget Jones, yep. Helen McBride.
Thank you so much.
Helen!
Hi, Helen.
And that applause you're getting.
Do you mind fact that we're calling you Helen now for no apparent reason?
No, I don't care what you call me.
Helen McBride. It's got to be Helen.
Your work.
HMB. So, Helen.
Yes.
Helen!
The items that we have are...
Okay.
Start from the beginning and just run through them.
Okay, ketchup, Miracle Whip, hot salsa, non-toxic paint, fresh eggs, bad coleslaw, sardines, dog food, cat food, no more liquid soap, non-toxic screening ink, whitefish and pike, gevelte fish, rotting fish parts, a rotting beef tongue, and coon urine.
Wow. That is
and that's cool. The order we need to put it in, too.
you gave some thought to the order, too, right?
Well, yeah, Rob helped.
Well, I'll be honest, what she told me today, I said that the coon urine mm-hmm. had to be, you know, the cherry on the sundae.
Absolutely.
Beth Ann wanted to move it up. She thought that coon urine would be a stronger middle of the lineup here for us.
Right.
But I think you got to have him swinging in the most position, the most important position.
Yes, right. Batting cleanup. And, you know, I have a prediction to make. I think they're all going to go for it, and that's what's going to be wonderful about it. I don't think there's going to be any attrition, but you know what? It's going to be a wonderful, almost like a hair salon with all this crap in there.
Uh-huh. Well, let's bring the people in.
Let's bring the maniacs in.
Let's get them in here. And we'll have photographs of this on our website before the end of the night of all these people playing for the right Jeopardy trip for two to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Can I be honest? When you go out there with HBO,
uh-huh.
you get strip searched at the airport.
Right.
You go out there with Jeopardy.
Right.
I mean to tell you the
right there, sir. Are we going to talk to them individually or
collectively?
I'm backing away from
just
them
get
already.
Them all in there.
That's what I want to do.
Line them up. But you go in on a Jeopardy trip, is luxury.
Nice to see we got some ladies participating, too. That's going to make this a little more special.
Sure.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi
there, because you get the Merv treatment with Jeopardy.
Yes, that's right.
Now, let's see.
Merv.
Let me make sure that everybody's got name tags, but we'll need you to step up and just scream. It
smells like
something.
Root beer in here already.
Let's see. Where is
started.
Where is Chris?
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Chris, can you scream real loud or something?
Hi.
Hi, where are you from, Chris?
Centerville!
Okay, thank you, Chris.
That'll work good.
Then there's Butch. Hi, Butchie boy.
Hey!
Jesus.
And Stephanie? Let's see. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi there. And Mike, who's that? I can't read the name.
This is Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
And we've got this is Pookie.
Pookie.
I'm Pookie. Hi.
You're the Pookie.
You're the Pookie.
Homo.
Very interesting.
And then
I'm George.
George.
I'm Michael.
Andrew.
Ed.
Okay, so these are our contestants.
Yes, all right. I can tell you by just observing these people right now, I am looking forward to seeing Butch play this game, and also Stephanie and Aaron.
Well, yeah. Stephanie and Aaron have long girl hair, and
Andrew, I think Andrew and Chris are probably going to have the easiest time of it, and the rest of the people are in between.
Okay, here's how we're playing the game. It's as you know, smear factor. One at a time, you will have to massage a different item into your hair.
We're all about portion control, too, so we're going to give you all about the same portion of each of the substances.
Hey, can you stay on that one? Unless you're talking to those people, because that's...
Well, somebody, Rob,
you hold this, okay?
I appreciate that, Mike, but that one is... See, that's the mic that's made for you, that one.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Listen to that.
Right on.
Wow.
So, I think... You want to start with the ketchup?
Yeah, I think, the order that Beth Ann had it in on that card is absolutely the order I think it should stay.
Oh, Helen, would you come in with the ketchup, please?
Helen!
Because we can do this very simply. Everybody can put their hands out as if you were at church getting ready to get your wafer.
And you got it right. With the two hands.
Two hands. And I think everybody would get
it. He's doing the wafer thing. Very good. Good Catholic girl, Aaron. All
everybody,
right.
I think, would get a nice big... coming out of the ketchup.
You know, if you wouldn't mind, Don, I wouldn't mind being the dispenser
sure.
of things. I'd
absolutely.
Like to. I really would.
Okay.
All right.
Get a microphone over here. And, you're right. These are Costco-size, big-ass bottles of ketchup we got.
Keg of ketchup.
You got CSI gloves? Why do you have CSI gloves, Beth Ann?
I don't need the CSI gloves.
Can I have some, though? Right. I just love wearing.
Are you ready? We're starting with the. Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead. Dump it in.
Bring it on. I don't
know. All right.
Okay. That's there's Butch.
Want to make sure it all lasts.
Okay. Hold on. I want to just get the sound. There you go. Good one, Mike.
I got more.
Ketchup for you.
Mike is squirting the ketchup.
Ketchup for you.
Into everybody's hands now. Okay, let's go over here. Again, the squirt sound.
Yeah,
wait
a second.
All right. Quiet, please.
I'll go back.
Ketchup sounds.
And finally, Ed. There you go. Okay, that's good, Mike. Okay, now all 10 contestants, do you all got to speak up now since you all have to share a mic. everybody have the ketchup in their hands?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Now, once you put this ketchup in your hair, you cannot attempt to remove it. It has to stay there, so you want to get it really rubbed
what
in.
What you want to do is massage it in.
Good.
It is smear factor, so smear it into your hair. Ready? Go.
Go. There we go.
Start the smearing.
Lovely. Lovely, everyone. That's how are we all doing today?
That's good.
How's that feel?
That's good.
People don't normally put ketchup in their hair.
Feels
stimulating, doesn't it?
Let's get the next item in here.
Yes.
Let's get the next item in here. And Mike, are you like me, like just putting on the CSI
glove? Yeah, I do. After watching that, it is a CSI thing after watching that last night. All right, bring that over here, Beth Ann.
It already smells like McDonald's in here.
All right.
I think it's the combination of all the guys' body odor.
Yeah, well, it was definite root beer before we had anything in here.
But now we've added that catsup. And Mike,
what I'm going to ask each person to do is reach in and grab a dollop of Miracle Whip in the family size let me see. Carb count, only 2 grams.
That's right.
Good news.
All right, we'll reach in. Chris.
Is per serving.
Yes, sir.
Chris, reach in, and there you go.
This is actually good for your
hair.
A little more.
Come on, Chris.
Thank you very
much. Okay, now, Butch, reach in.
Because we care.
How does that feel, Butch?
Nice.
How does that feel, Butch? You good?
There we go.
Okay.
A little more.
Now the girls are getting. Stephanie's getting her mayonnaise. There's Aaron getting her mayonnaise.
Aaron took a healthy dollop.
All right, there you go.
Aaron likes white, squishy stuff.
Now, let's not be greedy, and there's enough to last for everybody.
Come on, George. Looks to me like you're no stranger to that.
All right. Let me see what you got. Oh, son, just a little bit more. There you go.
Some men are more comfortable than others with the touching of mayonnaise.
All right, come on. Oh, it is starting to smell.
Yeah. I know it's starting to smell.
I don't know what you got. I mean, I got on this side of the crowd over here, and it is
okay, hold
nasty.
On.
Little relish with
there's
a thousand
Andrew.
Island dressing.
And now with the combination of ketchup that's gotten in there, it almost looks like a test sample gone bad.
There you go.
Right. You know, like if you've gone to the doctor because you have a burning or something.
Everybody did really well with that one because we're actually almost out of Miracle Whip, so that worked out very well.
Then let's see, contestants, if you are ready, please to be massaging the mayonnaise into your scalp. Go. Now really... massage.
Yeah. There you go. Isn't that lovely? Mix a rich lather. And we haven't even gotten to the fish yet.
Yeah.
Like they're making a Big Mac on their head.
Now, let's see. Now, Butch, there you go. Now, Butch, you want to get all of that hair involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the hair, Butch.
Butch, I'm not really pleased with that. That's it. Yeah, get it in there. Attaboy. Good. Very good. What's that, Butch?
Got to get all of it.
Got to get all of it.